Well, today marks World Mental Health Day, and with one in five Australians diagnosed or affected with a mental illness each day, the underlying problem of isolation and emotional stress and anxiety inflicting those in the workplace remains unaddressed. Could peer workers with first-hand knowledge and skills in the area be the solution? The Wire's Jared McLaughlin reports.
On Tuesday morning, the Mental Health Coalition of South Australia, along with several non-profit organisations, helped to launch National Mental Health Week with a public event held at Victoria Square. Belinda Brown is the senior officer of the Lived Experience Workforce Program, a SA Health-backed initiative funded to support workers and deliver effective training in the non-government sector, including those who share personal lived experiences with mental health. She says the program is co-designed specifically to provide mentoring, supervision and support for employees in the workplace through a collaborative approach.
So the program that I work on at the Coalition is funded to support them, so to make sure that they're receiving professional development around using their lived experience skill set effectively, and to make sure that their organisations support them, recruit them effectively, and that the workforce grows and develops.
Do you feel that there is a underlining problem in the workplace, particularly when it comes to not treating employees with any sense of empathy or compassion or respect when it comes to them trying to come to terms with having a mental illness?
I think something that I've seen over the years since joining the mental health workforce in 2006 is that we are starting to talk a lot more about mental illness in the workplace and realise with the statistics that, you know, any one of us could be experiencing something. So there are a lot of people sitting in workplaces who maybe haven't put their hand up to get help or told anybody about what's happening for them because of the stigma that we've had around mental illness for so long. And I think it really is improving. I've seen massive changes, but we still have a way to go. And that's part of the work that we do at the Coalition, is not just getting people to talk about mental illness and mental health in the workplace and do training such as mental health workplace training, but to really go deeper than that and look at how we treat each other in the workplace, how we support each other, and also building the capacity of the community to talk more about mental health and to really upskill in how we look after people in the community.
Belinda Brown from the Mental Health Coalition of South Australia. Karen Roebelin is a program coordinator for Uniting SA. She highlighted some of the ethical and moral challenges and conversations peer workers get into while adhering to the program's ethos and principles.
We found that the challenge was the difficult questions that arose from, I suppose, a preconceived understanding that someone with a lived experience couldn't operate at a higher level within the workspace. They couldn't work a full week, that what they had to contribute was of a limited capacity, and the current lens for most leaderships in any particular industry was that of someone with mental health concerns or a history of were a liability or a risk that needed to be managed.
Do you think that a lot of employers do go with the misconceived stereotypes and misperceptions of mental illness when they refuse to hire or recruit someone in their organisation who might identify as having a psychiatric or even a psychological condition?
I think as a community, as a society, we find it a very difficult place to see anyone that's had a difficult time or as someone that has something to contribute back. I think that as society looks upon those that have had really challenging times and have actually got through them, they find it hard to see those people as battlers unless you're a sporting hero or someone that's climbed a mountain. They don't actually see the size of a person's mental mountain or physical mountain and the fact that they were a pioneer of their own journey and that that itself might have something to contribute that is beyond the scope of someone that just lives day to day and hasn't had those challenges.
Karen Roebelin from Uniting SA Belinda insists that it is vital to employ highly skilled peer workers in these situations in order to reduce stigma and prejudice toward employees struggling with mental illness in a workplace environment.
Not everybody who has lived experience is going to be an effective lived experience worker. And I think that what we're seeing with that is that one of the responsibilities of being an effective lived experience worker isn't just the experience of going through mental illness, but it's also the recovery stuff. And part of recovery is learning to self-manage, learning to, you know, apply self-care so that we are able to manage our mental health rather than it managing us. And that really, when we get into the workplace and we're skilled and trained in doing that, really puts us in a position where we're probably in a place where we have more awareness, I guess, than perhaps somebody else who's going through it and who hasn't really learned about their own signs, about their own well-being yet, and is not seeking help. And so we can actually be incredibly good role models for others in the workplace and supporting mental health and well-being amongst other workers. So that resilience that we've been through, that we've developed as part of our lived experience, is incredibly powerful to supporting others in the workplace as well.
That's Belinda Brown. She's Senior Officer of the Mental Health Coalition of South Australia's Lived Experience Workforce Program. Ending that report by The Wire's Jared McLaughlin, which of course we did because today is World Mental Health Day.